This is the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker, sharing real life stories and experiences. Why Your Story is produced by SVI Media and available on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app. And now, from the SVI Media Studios located in scenic Star Valley, Wyoming, here's Travis and Mary Jo with the Why Your Story podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to another exciting podcast of Why Your Story. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
And I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
We're coming to you today from the beautiful home of SVI Media right here in Afton, Wyoming. What do you think, MJ?
I think it's been a long time. I've missed you.
Yes, we have been taking a little hiatus from our podcast for a little while. Well, we are glad to be back. It's a starting of our fall season here in Wyoming, and we thought today that we could knock out a few of our fall activities that we can do here in Star Valley. What
it's
do you think?
It's my favorite season of the year.
It's the only season of the year for me.
I love fall.
It's actually the one season other than winter that we can have for more than a week or two, you know?
Yes, and Indian summers are my favorite.
Oh, they're the best. Well, good. Well, let's just hop right into things, MJ. What are some of your fall activities that you like to do here in Star Valley?
I love the pictures of back to school. Even though I'm out of that phase, it's like my favorite, and it's so strange for kids now. Some kids go 2 days a week, and then they homeschool for 2 days, and if they're really good, they have Fridays off. I mean, that would be like my idea of school.
Well, so you've mentioned that these school pictures, and I think we know in 10, 15, 20 years down the road, we're going to look back and see these school pictures and go, oh my word. Do you remember 2020?
Exactly.
Every school picture I've seen, the kids are wearing masks.
I know. It's so sad.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And they're social distancing. They have to sit apart from their friends. Oh, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do.
I honestly don't even know how the teachers are going to do it.
Yeah. I know those that are 2 and 2, that their classroom size is smaller. And so that helps, I think, a little bit. And okay. Then, I don't know. All I know is I think teachers have become more appreciated through this whole epidemic.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're just not paid enough.
Could you imagine being a teacher that teaches like kindergarten or first graders and say, okay, kids, everybody put your masks on.
And they're flipping their friend and they're putting it over their face.
Oh, yeah. I'm here to tell you. Yeah. That would be a nightmare. And some of those teachers need a significant raise probably.
Yes, for sure.
You know what I mean?
I agree. Yep.
Okay, so back to school, I guess, could be classified as an activity.
Yeah, I think so. I think some kids get excited for it, and new clothes and friends and football season, although this year it's a little strange, football season. But
everything is strange. 2020.
Yes, I
know. Everything.
I know. At least we have high school football here, and that's good. Yeah. And I think BYU is going to play, right?
Absolutely. BYU doesn't back down. COVID, it doesn't matter. We're going to play through it.
Well, I might root for
them. Unlike some other teams.
Well, you know, we need a break.
I would love it if you would root for the Cougars.
Okay,
every now and again.
I will. Maybe.
No, I think you're right. We live in a place where we are moving forward, and we are going to battle through this, and our football team is going to play, you know, and we're going to do these things, and we're going to be smart about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're taking precautions, and we're just going to keep living our life. My wife, my family and I, we went to the Oregon coast a few weeks ago, just a kind of a break after the fair and before school starts. And those people out there have lost their mind.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm here to tell you. So here's a great story. So we wanted to drive down and see the Redwoods. So we drove down to Northern California, and we thought we'd take some hikes to the Redwoods. By the way, if you have not been to the Redwoods, you need to go. Mm-hmm. It is one of the wonders of this world. They are so cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, my little family and I from Wyoming, I even wore shorts. It was cool.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And we're hiking through the Redwoods, and here comes this guy, and he's got his backpack on, and he's kind of got long hair and a bandana, and of course he's got his dog on a leash, right?
Yeah.
And we're in the Redwoods, right?
Right.
He's wearing a mask.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if he was thinking Sasquatch has COVID, or if he thinks that COVID is like on the tree trunks or what, but he was wearing a mask. And that was the first person we saw in the Redwoods.
Wow.
Okay. Now from that point on, I'll bet you 94 to 95% of the people that we passed in Redwoods were wearing masks.
Oh my.
Crazy. Now whether or not you're for mask wearing or opposed to mask wearing, it doesn't, this, it's a moot point. All I'm saying is, if you're outside enjoying the wonders that God has created on this green earth, I promise you, you're okay without a mask.
I agree.
Especially when you're hiking by yourself. I mean, maybe his dog was sick. I don't know, but he sure wasn't social distancing from his dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it both ways, too. And I've had so much company this summer. Out of control company.
Yes, us too.
I had my nephew come from New York, and I will say he put it more in perspective for me because he lives next to a mortuary, and one day there were 5 refrigerated semis full of dead bodies. And he knows 20 people personally that have died. The deli guy, coworker. I mean, it absolutely is a real thing. I mean, I agree.
Oh, sure. COVID's real.
But man, that just put it in perspective. But he didn't have a mask on. I'm just saying. He did not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think when you're in the woods, you're okay.
COVID. I don't even know where you even begin on something like that. But
I don't either. But let's go back to fall activities.
Yes, let's go back to fall activities.
It's better. What's your favorite? I know the answer. It starts with an H.
Well, tell me.
Hunting.
Yeah. Well, is there? I want to pose the question to you and to our listeners. Is there anything else that happens in the fall?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton. Are you kidding?
What doesn't revolve around hunting in the fall?
Because I don't hunt. There's leaf peeping.
What's that?
Okay, I want to ask you.
Is that when you're hunting for leaves?
Well, kind of. And it's just,
I'm just asking you. I just feel like that we have fall season for hunting. I think that's the reason that God invented the fall.
Yeah, and you can kind of thin out that herd.
There's just something about cool nights and crisp cold mornings
and
yellow quaky leaves and that smell that's in the air.
Yeah. Fire, campfires. So I have been hunting once.
Okay.
And it was awful. So first of all, we get up, you know,
at the meat section of your grocery store does not count.
So I had begged and begged and begged my husband to go. And we get up at the butt crack of dawn. We're up there. We're sitting on this ridge, and I pull out potato chips that I'm just munching away, and he just turns slowly and gives me the look. Because what are you doing? I'm like, I'm hungry. You know, it's like 7:30 in the morning. And he's going, you have to be quiet. I can't be quiet for more than 10 minutes. I mean, anyway, I hated it. We didn't see anything all day. We moved around. I had to be quiet. And then it started to rain. And this is the weird part. So it started to rain, and we're coming down, and we're hitting rocks, and they're kind of slippery and kind of glossy. And so we're both kind of slipping down this hill trying to get to the trailer before dark. And right towards the bottom, I fall, and Steve falls, and his gun goes off.
Oh, no.
And it didn't whiz, like, inches from me, but it did whiz by.
Oh.
And after that, I was like, you can go as much as you want. I'll never bother you. You just do your thing. But
knowing your husband, I'm really surprised that when you got up there on the top that he wasn't frying bacon and eggs. That's it. Steve cannot go hunting with me because I was under the impression that we were going to eat good. That's the only reason I go hunting much anymore. I'm getting to that point in my life where I don't recover as quickly as I used to. Things are hurting a little bit more, you know, and the saddle's a little bit stiffer, and so anymore it seems to be I go for the good food.
And you take your girls.
Oh, I love hunting with my kids.
And I think that's such a great memory to have with their dad. I really do. And does your wife go too?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh cool.
Megan will go. She's been my hunting partner for a lot of years. So
cool.
we have a good time, and she's not afraid to drop the trigger on a critter.
And what kind of critters do you drop?
Deer and elk. Yeah,
but I know that you've done Smokey
the bear.
Yeah,
we like to hunt bears and antelope and chislers, those little pigs. What do you call them?
Those little
ground
pigs.
Squirrels.
Oh yeah,
yeah, we call them chislers. And
can you eat bear meat?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. What does taste like?
There's a friend of mine here in Afton that I will refrain from mentioning his name that says it's like the other sausage. the other white sausage.
That's really funny.
Nasty.
Yeah.
I don't eat bear. it's to me, it's just a big rock chuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a big rock chuck. Stinky rock chuck.
I've had mountain lion, and it was good.
Yeah, to me, that's just a big house cat, so I don't eat mountain lion.
Oh, but have you tasted it, though?
No.
Oh, I promise, it's lean. It's pretty good.
Oh, I'm sure it's lean. It's got to be a cat. I'm sure it's lean and stringy. And
it's not like a domestic cat.
I've had horse. Does that count?
Oh, I've had donkey. And that was gross.
Yeah. That would not be on my list of anything I'd ever want to try.
Where did you have horse?
New Orleans.
Oh. Was it tasty?
It was a soup. It was soup. No. It wasn't a soup. They had soup with it. They were like little, what would you call them? Like riblets looking type things. Little chunks.
Really?
Yeah.
Smoked in the soup barbecue-y. Or on the side?
On the side.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you order it?
No.
Oh.
My dad ordered it and they just started bringing it out.
Oh.
It was weird. I ate it, you know, but I was young enough that I don't really remember what it tastes like, but I think now in my age, I wouldn't want to eat it. I just don't want to eat it. I don't want to eat a horse.
No, I don't want to eat a horse either. No.
I like bacon.
Who doesn't like bacon?
There is a person that I know that doesn't like bacon.
Really?
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
What about the smell of it? Do they like the... That's what I think gets you with bacon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
Wow.
Ask him.
So this year, when do you start the hunt?
We started hunting elk 2 days ago.
Oh.
Me and my girls.
You've already started?
Uh-huh.
Bow hunt?
No.
Oh.
We had an early rifle tag. My little girls did. Yep.
Cool. And have you been successful?
Yep. We got two.
No, you
already.
Didn't.
Yep.
Where at? Well, I guess that's a secret.
You.
Yeah. You'd have to kill me.
I'd have to kill you.
Yeah. Okay.
But yes, we've got two elk down already this year.
Wow.
Yep. My girls, each one of them got one.
That is so cool.
Isn't that fun?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It made my day.
Yeah.
Made their
it
day,
It makes
too.
Me kind of sad, but it's cool.
No, it's not sad. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It is a good thing.
Yeah.
They fulfilled the measures of their creation.
Okay.
They All are right. in my freezer.
That's awesome.
It is.
Yeah. Good and that's food. Good meat, too.
So I had a thought that I need to just go. Now we're not talking about hunting for a second, but you said you had an enormous amount of visitors this summer. My wife always says that living in Star Valley is 9 months of winter and 3 months of visitors.
Yes, it's true.
And it's true.
It is true. Except with Steve working at the ski resort, we get winter visitors too. And you know, it's all good. I don't care. People are welcome. It's good.
Yeah, I'm not as nice as you. I think that if you want to come stay for a couple hours, that's great. I just kind of like my house quiet in the evenings, you know?
Yeah.
I go to bed at like 9 o'clock. And so my family, I don't know what happened, but you know, I think living down in St. George and the Vegas area and stuff, they like go to bed at midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And I just can't do that.
Yeah.
It's hard on me.
Yeah, it is hard. But you had quite a bit too, more than normal.
Yes.
Yeah. It was like there it was like there was no COVID even happening because you saw the rest of the world shut down and then Star Valley just had people and more people
Oh, my word. It's crazy.
It was crazy. But most of the people that come, they, you know, do their thing and put their sheets in the washer and that's all I can ask for.
Yep,
so it's all good.
Okay. Other fall activities. We've talked about the Big H.
The Big H.
That kind of encompasses everything. But let's see if you can think outside the Big H.
Hiking. I think hiking's fun in
that
the
That falls
fall.
Under the Big H.
Okay. Well, I just like it in the fall because it's cooler and it's not so.
I was thinking about hiking, you know, a fall activity here. But to me, if I'm going to go hiking, I'm going to have a gun in my hand. I mean, there's no better time to hike than in the fall.
Because you know that Steve's getting his first pistol. I had no idea.
He's going to shoot his eye out.
I had no idea. It was so hard to buy a gun. Like we have rifles.
Yeah.
But not handguns.
That's tough.
So he was going to get it for his birthday. So our daughter went to go get him a gun, and they basically were like, what are you doing buying a gun for someone else? So then we went to Utah and went to Cabela's.
Okay.
We don't live in Utah. You can't buy a gun unless you live in Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Then we're like, what the heck? So then we stop in Evanston, and they didn't have enough. They didn't have guns. I mean, they were running out. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
So
now we're going to order one and have it sent and do the whole thing. But yeah, when he's up with the horse, he needs something in case the horse goes down.
Yeah. No, that's great. Hiking. Yep. I know, we work with some paramedics at Star Valley Health that enjoy hiking.
Yeah. Yep, Cooper and Drew.
And they love to hike with their canine friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell Cooper that he probably ought to wear a bell or two, you know, so that he's not walking into the bears.
And Paul's part goat.
Yeah, but Paul's hiking with a gun. Paul,
That's true.
He has a purpose for hiking.
Yeah, that's true.
Where Cooper and Drew are just kind of like, hey, let's go frolic in the hills, you know? And I'm sure that when they get up on top, they probably hold hands and sing The Sound of Music. Would be my guess, you know, just knowing what I know about those two.
Let's hope they don't hear this.
Oh, yeah, I hope they do hear it because they need to understand what the community feels about them. But I'm not against anyone that wants to go for a hike. I just think that if you're going to go for a hike, you ought to have a meaning to it other than just, you know, burn some calories or something like that, you know.
And leaf peeping. Why do leaves change colors, Mr. Biology Man?
Because
what's the word?
Well, it's photosynthesis starts slowing down.
Which is the yellow pigments, right?
No.
It's not the yellow pigments.
So what happens in a nutshell, the day length starts to decrease. So the amount of sunlight the plants are getting is reduced. So the plant starts slowing photosynthesis.
Okay.
So your green chlorophylls are now no longer being produced at the rate they normally are.
Mm-hmm.
So you start getting a backup of starch.
Oh.
And so you start getting the yellow to the reds and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Yep.
And doesn't it also matter if it's a wet fall, they'll be brighter than if it's a dry fall?
There's got to be something to that. I don't know what that process is, but yeah. That, in a nutshell, that's what happens.
Have you ever been back, like, to New England area?
Oh, my gosh.
That's on my bucket list. Have you done it?
Oh, yeah. I've been there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it so awesome?
Yeah. I've been back through the Smoky Mountains, too, in the fall. Mm. It is gorgeous.
Yeah.
All through Tennessee, and it's neat.
That's cool.
Yep.
Wow.
I still don't think it holds a candle to our mountains, as far as beauty goes.
Yeah.
I just love yellow quakies. I don't know if you can match that in our world.
Yeah, I do, too. And then when you have, like, a little spurt of red.
Yep.
So pretty.
Yep.
So what else can we do in the fall?
Well, I've also got going for a horse ride.
Yep.
But to me, that falls under the big H.
H horse, yes.
No, hunting.
Hunting, yes. We will go.
So we've got hiking, we've got horse riding, we've got hunting. All of that is under the hunting umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm just saying, horse riding is always great to do in the fall. Nice and cool, less bugs, beautiful scenery. The
horses like it.
Elk are bugling.
Yep.
It's just nice. Nice time to go.
That's cool. Do you ever do, like, this is more October-ish, like, have you ever done a corn maze or those kind of things?
Yeah, well, I think of corn maze, I think of, like, spook alleys, but...
Yeah, I think corn maze, I actually think walking in a corn maze is scary.
It is.
It is weird.
Oh, yeah.
Dark at night.
When you can't see anything, you don't know what's going on. Yeah, corn mazes are great. I wish we could grow corn in Star Valley, because that'd be kind of a fun community thing.
I do, too. They get about 2 feet, and then, then it's going to freeze. Yeah, it's crazy. One year, I worked at this place in Utah as a security guard, and it was called Wheeler Farm, and they had this corn maze spook alley, and I was supposed to, people would jump over the fence, and I was supposed to, without a gun or anything, I was supposed to get them off the premises, so... I stayed away from the corn maze because it kind of freaked me out. So I was walking around the perimeter, and all of a sudden I saw these three boys jump over, and they were hiding by the pond. And I'm like, I got to come up with something fast. So I was like, hey, you, there's cotton mouse there. You got to get out. They're like, what are those? And I'm like, what are the most poisonous snakes ever? Now hurry, you got to get out. And they ran right into the corn maze. And I was just laughing because obviously there's not cotton mouse in Utah, but that was pretty funny. But I think corn mazes are scary, and I like them.
Interesting.
Yeah, you don't like them because you don't like scary things.
I love watching people get scared.
Mm-hmm.
I hate being scared. So, yeah, if I could just sit and watch people get scared, that'd be great. But I'm not one to go in and get scared. I don't like that.
Yeah, yeah. And spook alleys don't scare me, but... Corn mazes.
I'll remember you said that.
Okay.
Okay. I cannot wait now to go through a spooky.
I
have got to figure this out now.
Okay. All right.
So what about fall activities? The thing that we mentioned this earlier, but football.
Oh, yeah.
Football and apples.
And apples.
Remind me of fall.
Mm-hmm.
And does it get any better than football season in Star Valley?
Mm, no.
Our kids are so awesome.
They are.
Our great team we got. And
they are so good.
And then the college football and it's just great.
It is.
It's just a great time of year. So that's, I always get excited about football season.
I do too. And I do feel bad for those college teams that don't get to play, because it's just a downer.
It is.
And like when you watch baseball, like Steve will have baseball on and they have those fake people in the audience.
Yes. What is that?
It's dumb. It's
I mean, who thought of that? That's just so retarded.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
It is. And I understand it, but I still don't like it at all. Because I want to go to another pro game this year, but it's not going to happen.
Yep.
So, who do you like, by the way? What teams besides your dumb BYU? So
I know this is going to hurt people's hearts sometimes, but before I could walk, I was a BYU football fan.
Mm.
I just love BYU. I don't care about BYU basketball.
Head, right?
Yes, I was dropped on my head when I was young. But for some reason, they were just fantastic during the 80s and early 90s.
They were.
I mean, but then everything fell apart. So, but as far as other football teams, I am a diehard Oklahoma State football fan.
Really?
Give me some Cowboys any day. Yep.
That's cool.
And of course, I cheer for the Pokes anytime they play.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not like I only bleed blue. Mm-hmm. I bleed yellow, orange, and blue.
Yeah. Do you have one of those little signs in your yard? Go Pokes?
No.
And it has kindness on the other side?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Oh, I have one of those.
But you couldn't read it from my yard anyway.
That's true. That's true.
So, but yeah. Well, what about you?
I've always loved the Broncos. Love, love, love. Love Elway. I like San Francisco.
Little Steve Young.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Young.
Yeah.
He was a BYU quarterback.
I'm aware. I actually met him once, but really nice guy.
Yeah.
I, of course, am a Utes fan, and I love high school football. There's just something about Friday nights
and
the cool air, and we turn the siren on if we're there in the ambulance when they get a touchdown.
Yes.
And it's fun.
So I think we need to encourage everybody during this COVID stuff. If you don't know, if you've never been to a high school football game or wondering what it's like, you need to go.
Yes.
You need to go watch our Braves. You need to go watch Cokeville or Kemmer and get out there and support our teams. It is a riot. You
it's
need
so
to go
fun.
Do it.
So fun.
Yep.
And they're good kids, too.
And support your EMS and say hi to them when they're out there watching the game.
Yeah. Bring us a snack.
Bring us a snack. We like popcorn with lots of butter.
Lots of butter. So what else do you like to do in the fall?
Well, I don't know how you can mention fall and not think about cutting firewood.
Ah, gotcha.
The smell of chainsaw and oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and sweat and tears from your kids and never-ending work.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't know how you escape that.
Do you guys do a big community project? We do in Fairview. Matter of fact, it's this Saturday, and the women bring cinnamon rolls, and they...
Really?
And they cut up all the wood, and then they take it to families that can't do it themselves.
Oh, well, that's nice.
But then, again, I'm from Fairview that does community service projects.
Yeah, we don't believe in that. we just fend for our own.
Ourselves, okay. You
know? Yeah, we take care of ourselves. If I, there's been many times that there's been a family in need, and we'll rally.
That's cool.
To help them. We don't let anybody go without, but.
The last time
we don't
went,
have that.
You don't? Mm-mm. The last time we went cutting wood was years and years ago, and Steve was with his friend Tom, and with his other friend Don, and they were in our truck. We had this old wooden truck, and it was a flatbed, and they had gone up to buy West Yellowstone, cut the wood, and they were coming down, not sure of the area, but it was in Idaho somewhere. And Don was the smallest driving, and Tom was pretty big in the middle, and then there's Steve that was really big on the end. And they're driving with all these cords of wood. I don't know how much. It was a lot. And it blew a tire, and it rolled.
Oh, no.
And in the middle of nowhere is a house, and they were all sitting down to dinner, and they watched this whole thing. And if they would have gone to the right, they for sure would have been killed. But they went to the left, which was bad enough. And just the wood, the truck, everything is just all down the highway.
Oh, my gosh.
So, they kind of shake themselves out of the shock. Steve steps on Tom. Tom steps on Don. And he was hurt. It hurt his shoulder. And it's a miracle, like the wood, because it was over the top of the cab, but it didn't come in the cab. And of course, I was doing something. I was off shopping or something. And so all the wives went up there but me. And I heard about it later. And this family came and picked all the wood up and helped them and took it down to their place. And then later we went back up and got the wood. And they were so incredible. It was so inspiring, really. Wow. And 2 years later, we sold that truck. And Don, the guy that had driven it, so he was kind of taking apart the wood. His glasses were sitting there in the back of the truck, perfectly fine, not a scratch.
You're kidding.
It was the weirdest thing. They were so blessed.
That's amazing.
But yeah, we haven't cut wood since.
It's amazing.
No, it's a scary.
It is.
It is scary.
It is.
So.
It's a crazy thing.
How much do you cut?
We usually cut four or five cord.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you grow up with two little girls,
yeah,
I do most of it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, but your girls are tough. They're getting to the point now where they
can help Dad a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a chopper?
Isn't that what it's called?
A splitter?
Splitter. I borrow my neighbor's.
Oh, okay.
So.
Cool.
Yeah, it makes it nice.
Fun. Well, I love fall, and I hope you people do too.
Fishing.
Fishing's better in the fall?
I just love fishing in the fall. Yeah. It's not necessarily better in the fall, but I love fishing in the fall. Boating was another one.
We're going to Lake Powell the end of September. Perfect time.
That's perfect time.
Perfect time.
That's good.
It's nice hot. And cool.
The water's still warm.
Perfect. Yep. Fishing's pretty good, too.
No, that'd be great.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else?
No, I think we've, you know, I mean, there's the normal Halloween and pumpkin harvest and all that kind of fun stuff. But, yeah, it's just a good time to reset your meter and start.
On the fields of barley. I was thinking about that because in Star Valley this time of year, all the barley fields are ready, you know? So I thought I'd throw a little Sting in there.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be appropriate?
Yeah, that would be. We should get Sting on here.
We should. Would you sing us a song?
And he's like, no.
Well, good deal.
All right.
Well, we're going to sign off for today. Hope everybody is staying safe and healthy out there during these crazy COVID times. Again, Why Your Story podcast coming to you from SBI Media. I'm your host, Travis.
And I'm your host, Mary Jo. Have a great day.
Take care.
Thanks for joining us for the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker on SBI Media. To suggest topics or reach out to Travis and Mary Jo, email WYS@SBINews.com. That's WYS@SBINews.com. And be sure to follow Why Your Story on Facebook. Stay tuned for the next Why Your Story podcast on Podbean, SBINews.com, and the SBI News app.